You're listening to WK Radio. I'm DJ Safi. It's 9:30 on Friday morning, and here in the studio live, we have Trent Johnson. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
We were just having interesting conversations while we were listening to the music about music and life in pre-internet days. Do you remember what it was like before you were on the internet? What was it even like? How did you exist?
Well, one thing, we were just talking about finding music and how much harder it used to be before the internet and the World Wide Web. And personally, I actually used to shoplift melody makers because I couldn't afford them. And then I would, flip through the pages and find a picture of a band, because you couldn't hear it, obviously. So, an album art that looked cool, and I just try to find it, wherever I could.
What was the record store that you went to growing up? What was your record store?
Probably the one I went to most. One's not around anymore. One was Audio Addict Records in Corvallis. And then there was also Happy Trails in Corvallis, which had used records. Audio Addict was great because they had tons of imports. And same thing, you just flip through and be like, oh, this cover of this album looks like the cover of, something The Cure might put out. So I'm going to just buy it and go home and listen to it. And, if it doesn't work, I just sell it back to Happy Trails and get a buck for it.
What was the bands that you heard that made you think maybe you could make music or that you made you want to make music?
Well, the cliche answer for me, it's true, but the Beatles, of course. The first time I heard a Beatles record, I was 9, and I misread the label. I thought it said Meet the Battles, and I thought it was going to be like tanks and guns and explosions, and I put it on and heard I Want to Hold Your Hand, and was like, what the fuck is this? These aren't explosions. But, later on, as, you get more into music, I was definitely into the new wave, The Cure, Bauhaus, New Order, a lot of the kind of emerging electronic stuff and, semi-goth stuff, some early punk, those kinds of things.
And growing up you grew up in Corvallis, right?
I grew up in Albany, Corvallis area.
Did you ever make a trip to Portland? Was Portland the big city?
Yeah, definitely.
Was it scary?
It could be, yeah. Driving, you drive in your little town and then you drive in your car that you hope doesn't break down all the way up to Portland. And it was different. Now I kind of laugh at it. It's not scary at all, obviously, but yeah, we used to drive up here, and we would go to the City Nightclub, which I'm sure is long, long gone. It was right around here somewhere near the office. And we used to go to Second Avenue Records, which is still around. But it was the big scary city, but it was fun.
It's exciting. It's good to go, to do brave things when you're young.
Yeah, yeah.
A teenager. You have this band, Echo No Echo, and the whole way it got started is pretty random. Could you talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, it was. I'll do a little bit of name dropping here. So
do it. I set you up to do it. So
so the band Information Society is really the whole reason that we even exist at this point. So James Cassidy, who is actually living in Corvallis now, nice segue there, through random sets of connections, he was dating a friend of my wife's, Astrid, who of course is a friend of mine now. And Information Society was getting ready to do their reunion show at the Crystal Ballroom, and James asked me, he knew I've been involved in bands and things, if we wanted to open, and I was like, well, I'm not really in a band right now, because I just left a particular band. And long story short, we ended up, me and Christian, Job and Camelia got together and just said, let's form a band. Any songs that we had going on at the time, if they sort of fit the new wave, we wanted to do something kind of dance, electronic, to fit with what Information Society does. And so we wrote, a full set of songs, rehearsed insanely too much. We wanted to sort of go up there. It was our debut show at the Crystal Ballroom, so we
don't
want to fuck
it up. Which is a big deal, yeah.
And which is the main reason we did it. We're like, Crystal Ballroom, when do you get that chance? So we pulled it off, but I always thought it would have made a good reality show, because at the end of all those rehearsals and just being in that basement rehearsal room with everybody for so long constantly, I personally started to crack toward the end of it. But it was a great show. We had a good time. We got a good crowd response. Information Society, of course, blew us out of the water, but it was great. And since then, we decided, you know, that was going to be our only show, you know, and then we decided, well, you know what, we are actually a band now. You know, we're a legitimate band, even though we kind of started under, like, pretending to be a band that had been around for a while. So, yeah, we recorded the CD Crystals, and we're still, you know, we don't rehearse obviously as much as we did then, but, you know, we get together every now and then if a good show comes along that's worth doing, and we'll play out, and yeah, it's some good stuff.
That's awesome. That's so great. I love to hear about bands that are like fake bands that become real, or bands where it's like you have to form a band for something and just like have to not pull it out of your ass in a sloppy way, but like you have to really get it together really quickly.
Yeah. And you know, there's something to be said for pressure, and like, you know, some great stuff can come out of that kind of pressure, because you have to do good and you really don't want to mess it up. And it worked for us.
Yeah, that's a pretty high stakes, high pressure. You're playing a show at the Crystal Ballroom next week or whatever.
Yeah, I think we had about 6 weeks, you know, once we decided
that's still
what we
not
were
going
to
very do. Long for people who aren't in bands.
It was crazy, yeah. But all of us had been in different combinations of bands together before. This is the first time all four of us had been in one band. So we all knew each other. We kind of knew how each other worked, and that helps a huge amount, you know. And we weren't afraid to, you know, there are three or four songs that we started playing that were just like, you know what, that's not new wave enough, or that's just not going to fit, so we're going to have to cut it and come up with something else. So we did definitely, even with all that pressure, had some kind of filtering going on, so we would, you know, stay focused.
Totally. Well, let's hear the track Out of Place. This is by Echo No Echo. You're listening to WK Radio.
On my face, wish
Oh. Yeah? Did it? Was there a false ending? There's DJ Safi.
Yeah, psych.
There was a psych out. I pressed.
That was the end.
I clicked too quick. I was afraid. This is DJ Safi. It's Morning Dose on WK Radio. I'm here in the studio with Trent Johnson from Echo No Echo. Hi. Thanks for coming in. And I liked that song. Can people order it? How can people? You got a MySpace?
We are on MySpace at myspace.com/EchoNoEcho. You can also find us on iTunes. So a search for Echo No Echo. You'll find us there. And we've also got our homepage at echonoecho.com.
Excellent. And is it strictly a digital copies kind of thing if people want to?
We do have some old school CDs available.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want an EP, right?
It's an EP. It's got, how many tracks are on this thing? Eight tracks?
Oh, eight. A little over half an hour. Six. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a full album.
Yeah. And there is one track on the CD that you cannot get on iTunes. So there you go. If you did want to get the CD, just go to our website and you'll see a big old thing to click on.
Oh, rad. What bands are you excited about right now? There are bands. They can be bands that don't exist anymore or, you know, new bands.
Yeah, you know, I go through phases where I'll be all into some new bands, and then I'll go through phases where all I do is listen to audiobooks. But I'd say the latest thing I got excited about was a band called Management, MGMT, I guess. Christian turned me on to those guys, and it's fantastic stuff. I just love I think they're another, you know, two-piece band. I've always been impressed with what people like that can pull off with, you know, just two heads put together. CSS has been great. Dig that stuff. I love that kind of lo-fi, you know, meshed with just kind of rock elements.
Totally. On that tip, I think we're going to play a track by The Soft Pink Truth, a cover of Kitchen. Trent, thank you so much for, I know you, I would, you know, you don't have any upcoming shows for Echo No Echo right now, currently, do you?
Not at the moment. We're working on recording some new material, so.
Well, when you have shows or have new material out, please let us know, because we'd love to talk about it. Awesome. Here on WK Radio, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is WK Radio. I'm DJ Safi, and I'm so effing glad you're listening, dudes.